Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Greg Garrett, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Thank you. something up inside of me. Something that I never knew I had. For every time, my dear, that gets sad, I care for you so selflessly. Feeling that our hearts are one. Just begun. Turn around, face the sun. Let me wash the hurt away. Turn around, face the sun. Let me wash the hurt away.
Have your travels and performances taken you to Kentucky before?
Oh, yes, many, many times. Yeah. And especially when I played with Jimmy Martin, we headed up here all the time.
Do you have any particular Kentucky musicians that you admire?
Well, Bill, of course, you know. Oh, actually, yeah. Ike Everly, I never got to meet him, but, you know, Don and Phil's father was one of the great three-finger guitar players that didn't get enough credit. The prettiest girl is leaving town again. The prettiest girl is leaving town again. And I'm out waiting like I've always been, while she out loving with the heart of sin. Oh, the prettiest girl is leaving town again. Why must I love one with the heart of same sweet heartaches I've ever known? And when my life has reached its journey's end, oh, I'll sit alone and think of what a fool I've been. The prettiest girl is leaving town again, and I'm here waiting like I've always been, and she's out loving with a heart of sin. Oh, the prettiest girl is leaving town.
Say it's better to have love and lows, then not at all. Then I hope and pray my heart can take another fall and rest again to face this misery. For I know that you and heartache are my destiny. The prettiest girl is leaving town again, and I'm out waiting like I've always been. She out loving with a heart of sin. Oh, the prettiest girl is leaving town again. While she's out loving with a heart of sin, the prettiest girl is leaving town again.
You've been described as a one-man hardcore country preservation society.
Well, sure, okay.
Sure, okay.
I do have a little help these days. There is a group of kids coming along.
You're very passionate about this genre.
I feel lucky enough to sort of been a part of it, you know. At my age, people are a little shocked, but, you know, Ralph Stanley was my age when I met him, you know.
Yes. You put together eventually a honky-tonk band.
Well, I guess my first groups in Nashville were bluegrass bands.
Okay.
But as the music started changing, I got less interested and realized that there was nobody my age playing the traditional country music. Just barely anyone, ever, anywhere.
So was this like early 90s? You're saying that
mid-80s, early 80s.
So you sensed a shift in the way that country music was going and how it was being presented.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And your band was kind of formed to help carry on this genre, right, to future generations.
Well, at the time, I didn't really look at it like that. It was just what we did, you know, and what I was doing. But being so much younger than most of my peers, you know, most everybody's gone at this point, you know.
So looking back, do you kind of see that as a really important part of your life and your career?
Oh, yes. Wouldn't have learned to be me without them, you know.
If today the sun should set and never rise again, if the world should turn upon me, take my every friend. From the tree, never to bloom again. Oh, their fragrance fill the breeze. If all the stars quit shining, how dark the night would seem. If the moon left the heavens, never shed another beam. It wouldn't seem to matter as you and I grow, for safe within your arms, I never feel the cold. Some people live for money, fortune and fame. I live to hold you in my arms and hear you call my name. So let them keep their money, silver and their gold, for safe within your arms, I never feel. For safe within your arms, I feel no cold.
was about 1996. I just felt like things were shifting in Nashville, and I also saw a huge potential for bringing that music up there. And it was received even bigger than I thought it would be, you know, and kind of spawned a scene up there that's still going to this day. I threw this little show together called Greg Gehring's Alphabet City Opry. Always had some crazy special rock star guest or something, but it was just an old school country music show, you know, around one microphone and sometimes 12 musicians for this little dirty bar on a corner in the East Village where nobody would go because it was dangerous. We'd have a line down the street every Monday night, clear up and around the block, and it really spawned an interest in the music up there.
Is that when you recorded your LP alone?
Actually, I started it in Nashville, but okay. I did most of the work up in New York.
And it was named number 6 on New York Times bestsellers.
Yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish when you're writing a song, Greg?
Like Bill Monroe used to say, from my heart to yours, you know? And I try to write a song that you can take a lot of different ways so that each person can say, oh, I relate to that. I can feel that, you know? If you're a little vague, then it leaves the imagination to make that song about your problems, your troubles, you know.
So when you write, do the words typically come first, or does the music come to your mind first?
Usually, lately, yes. I kind of write more poetry, and oddly enough, comes to me while other bands are playing loud and I can't hear anything, but something completely different seems to come out of the ether. And
so how long is your typical cycle once a kind of a song comes into your mind?
I mean, usually with me, if I don't get it in a day or two, I just throw it in the garbage. My best songs come in a few minutes. I just kind of write themselves. It's like a puzzle once you get started.
It will be up to you someday, a little one, to keep it and carry it. For the things you've been taught, just pass it on. We live in the wind, me and you. with the voices who have guided us as they tumble and fall two by two. It'll be up to you someday, little one. Little one, it will fall upon you.
Our guest, Greg Gearing, for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production and those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Next week, Red Barn Radio presents Lipbone Redding. In his early 20s, Lawrence Lipbone Redding migrated from North Carolina to New York City with his guitar. After a brief stint as an actor, carpenter, bartender, and producer for the Museum of Sound Recording, he promptly became a subway musician. From the swampy farmlands and beach towns of coastal North Carolina, Lipbone was steeped in the musical tradition of soul, boogie, and blues. Lipbone has taken his singular vocal instrumental style to a new level by playing guitar and producing all of the instrumental sounds while simultaneously singing and storytelling without the use of electronic effects or a loop pedal. I cannot wait to see that. Hear this amazing artist, Lipbone Redding. Be sure to join in the fun. That's all coming up next week here on Red Barn Stage. That's all from Red Barn tonight, but before that, we're going to hear one more selection from Greg Gearing. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Greg.
Well, everything a man could want got right here by my side. I've been watching all the boys too, couldn't hide it if she tried. Well, it don't bother me, cause it's me she'll be kissing tonight by the riverside. Ooh, red lips, gold hair, jet black. Ooh, head to toe on the front and in the back. Oh, everybody wants her, but brother, she's riding in my Cadillac. I'm gonna drive my baby to the riverside. I'm gonna park with my baby by the river when it's real dark. Making love to my baby, love to my baby, making love to my baby by the riverside. riding in my Cadillac Camuna. Got my baby to the riverside, gonna park with my baby by the river. Real, real dark, low, shake to shivering spot. Making love to my baby, making love to my baby, to my baby by the riverside. Me and my baby, making love to my baby, making love to my baby. Nothing to hide, up to my baby by the riverside. Me and my baby, making love to my baby by the riverside. Thank you, folks, and the next time on the Red Barn.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Greg Gehring for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.